Hi, this is Mel Allen, editor of Yankee Magazine, and for each edition of Yankee Plus, I'd like to tell a little bit of the backstory of some of my favorite stories that we've published in my almost 40 years here at Yankee. One of them, this issue, is called The Red House by Sarah Messer. Now, Sarah was an intern at Yankee in the early 1990s, and Sarah came to us after she graduated from Middlebury College. And Sarah was telling us about living and growing up in the oldest continuously occupied house in New England. And by extension, that means one of the oldest, if not the oldest, in the entire country. It was a house that was built in 1647 on 35 acres in Marshfield, Massachusetts. The original builder and owner was a man named Walter Hatch, who decreed that none of his descendants should ever sell the house. Well, in 1965, one of his descendants did sell it. And the new owners were Sarah's parents, and Sarah was born 1 year later. Now, we might think that growing up inside the very bones of history would be exciting and full of imagination and adventure to a child, but here's how Sarah wrote about this for Yankee Magazine. She said, quote, "To me, the house had always been somewhat embarrassing. It seemed large, cold, and gangly in comparison to the neat ranch houses of my friends. It was an eccentric relative, and I spent most of my teenage time trying to avoid the relationship. I longed for wall-to-wall shag carpeting, a TV room, and a linoleum kitchen. I hated the cold, wide floorboards that creaked with every step, betraying every attempt at secret escape or late arrival. Sometimes they creaked for no reason, and doors slammed open and shut. Every room was intertwined with every other, and there was no privacy or silence or sealed personal space. I long for it to appear plain and modest in the landscape, not red like the color of blood." When Sarah told us about growing up in this house, we asked her to write this essay for Yankee. She did. We published it. And then a few years later, she expanded this into a book called The Red House that was published in 2005. Sarah went on to a very distinguished career as a teacher of creative writing at the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, which she just left in order to join an intentional community in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where she's now a cheesemaker. But her new book of poetry has just been published, and it's called Dress Made of Mice. We've had many interns come to Yankee, and Sarah is certainly one of our most memorable. This is Mel Allen, and I'll see you again soon.